Hello, 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 and welcome to the Q4 2006 Osonix.com quarterly update. That's it. A year has gone by. The site has been up for a complete year. Just a moment to pause and reflect and recap what's been done. In Q1, for the Q1 quarterly update, we put together a PowerPoint presentation that explained the general rationale behind the site. Presentation features the modeling talents of Drag City recording artist PG6. So if you haven't seen that already, I encourage you to take a look at it. I think it does as good a job as anything for explaining the sort of the philosophy of osonix.com, the website. Anyway, Q2 put together another PowerPoint presentation about a hypothetical television program, one that would do a lot to celebrate the unheralded heroes of our many urban environments, the city contractor. It's an idea for a gritty sort of urban drama, ER meets Chips kind of aesthetic. The ideal casting, David Morse and Judd Hirsch, and what we came up with as a contemporary Adrian Zemed. I want to thank Amid Lisak and PG6 again for helping to gestate those ideas over a wonderful drinking session at a now defunct bar in New York City called the Blue Mill Tavern, which we shall miss. That's my cat. All right, let me thank you for your role in the creation of the crew. So if you haven't checked that out, please do so, and calm down and let's take a moment to celebrate and revel in the jazz drumming prowess of Chappie. For Q3, I have a very vocal cat. For Q3, the quarterly report was a little on the underwhelming side. That had a lot to do with the fact that I was finishing up a couple of thematically related groups of MP3s that in a previous era were referred to as albums. I guess I should say a couple of things about those albums. Great Buys on Lullabies, just acoustic guitar and voice and sort of very sparse, simple songs. And for Lullaby Raga, that's a kind of a bizarre one. May or may not have been the brightest thing in the world for me to put that up on the site. It's a 30-minute sort of dirge based around something that I did with guitar and voice. And then I added bass and frame drum, Celtic frame drum, and Doombeck and djembe to it. And I like it. It's very simple, and self-conscious music school majors will cry like that. They'll shiver at the notion of its seeing the light of day. But I don't know. I think that the delusion of stardom is bloody insane. And if you make a piece of music that it's honest, then you made a piece of music that's honest, and I think that counts for something. So Lullaby Raga is up there. Whether or not it was the brightest thing in the world for me to do, put it up there, I don't care. Okay, so now we come to the... Would you calm down? Come here. You want to say something? Oh, now you're quiet. Nothing? Oh, my cat is featured on Lullaby Raga, so maybe that's why she wants to have her due. On the quarterly report. Let's see. I got to wrap this up because this is taking too long. The quarterly updates. So I'm currently working on a sort of a side project with a couple of friends of mine from college, one of whom is a very close friend of mine that I've played music with before, Ben Moran, who's currently of a band called The Band Sleep Well. I think the name of the band has something to do with the Kurosawa film, but I might be wrong. There's a reference to that band website on my MySpace page, so check out their music. Or if you want to hear more of Ben's playing, you can check out these two MP3s that are on the site. The other musician on them is Liam Wood, who's a fantastic guitar player. Ben and Liam both have a master's degree in classical guitar, so they're raking in the big bucks, but they still have time to get down with their bad selves. And that's what they're doing with this this piece of music. Liam is a music teacher in Manhattan in New York City, and he's putting together a benefit concert that's coming up shortly. And one of the pieces that he wanted to have performed was a sort of a rock thing. And he wrote a very thoughtful text about the current administration and political situation. And his original thought was that I could sort of narrate the text, perhaps in a sort of an English accent, while he had been rocked out. I took it and sort of tweaked it with my own peculiarness, and now it has Freudian overtones and refers to a global conflict with a father figure, and the accent is now Texan. So at any rate, we haven't performed it yet. We're going to be performing it at some point soon, and I'll be doing it with my my real identity, which I don't want to have associated with this website in any way, shape, or form. So these two MP3s will probably be the most you hear of that project. They are work in progress MP3s. And I guess it's sort of, you know, it's sort of on the Peter Gabriel website, sometimes he puts up early drafts of things that he did years ago. The notion being that it might be interest to hear the process of a piece of music coming together. So that's what these MP3s are. They're two different takes. The first one tries to get a handle on the character being projected by the vocals as being just a sort of a Texan dude. And the second take tries to get the timbre and pitching of the phrasing of the voice a little bit more to match up with the music in the background. Finally, you may recall that the Q3 update, I made reference to a comic book that I was going to have as a part of this update. I initially was hoping that my friend Ben could sort of play Robert Crumb to my Harvey Pekar, but Ben has a life, so he didn't have time for that. But just so you know that I wasn't making it up, I'm including the text outline for this this hypothetical comic book that I had in mind and that I'd shown to Ben. It's called The Beast Manager. You may recall a movie from the mid-80s starring a fellow named Mark Singer called The Beast Master, sort of a B-movie. If you do recall that film, don't ever admit it in public because you'll just be making an ass of yourself. At any rate, so that's being posted as well. Anyway, so the site's been up for a year. That's it. We've wrapped up for 2006. The grand finale is my cat wishing you a happy new year. But on a serious note, if you're listening, and you are, if you're hearing me say that, thank you for your interest. Thank you very much. Please continue to enjoy, and you are welcome back anytime. And if you are ever so inclined, feel free to email me. I have actually gotten a few emails. I got an email from somebody in Holland, which was very nice. And, you know, it's nice to get something like that. So feel free, if you are ever so inclined, to tell me about your art and what you're doing, or tell me about mine. That's always encouraged. But at any rate, thank you for listening. It's greatly appreciated. I hope that you had a wonderful new year. I hope that you have a wonderful winter in the months ahead. And I hope to speak to you again soon for the Q1 2007 update, which I will post in early April. Thank you once again, and enjoy everything.